Joining us right now, I think he's up. We can talk to him, right, Chris? And I know Lisa knows him. We've had him on before, Jerry, is Nate Solder. Nate, how are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing good.
We got Lisa with us if you want to say hello.
Hey, Nate.
Lisa, I'm like tearing up listening to that story. I'm like crying here.
Did you ever go to the summer festival? Did Nate and Lexi and Hudson go to the summer festival?
Yeah, the Summerfest is awesome, but just Lisa and the people there is like a special place, like she said. It really is.
Oh, we have Lexi on as well. Lexi, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Everyone's curious. You, and when you were trying to decide where to play and where to live and carry on your career, Nate, people wondered, could he leave this place? Could he leave, you know, people like Lisa? You left, but I assume you didn't really leave. You're still a part of you up here.
Yeah, and luckily we don't have to totally leave. I mean, it's not that far away to where we still have our appointments up there every 8 weeks or so, and it seems like a little bit more than that lately. But, you know, it's like you never, like you said, you never leave. I mean, Lisa's going to be in our hearts forever. We love her so much, and everyone there has just been amazing. They're just your people, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're our people.
And how's Hudson doing?
He's doing really well. He just had scans last Tuesday, and everything looked excellent. He still has those kidney tumors, but they're not growing. They're not hurting him right now. So hopefully, he's been off chemo for a few weeks now, and hopefully, we can stay off of it for a while.
Lexi, could you talk about what Dana-Farber meant to you guys, the Jimmy Fund, during this whole process last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. And still means to us.
Sure.
And we are absolutely still patients there. Like Nate said, we'll be coming back and forth. That was one factor in us deciding to come to New York, was it's still only a drive away. It's been absolutely amazing. We couldn't say enough great things about that place. The Jimmy Fund and Lisa and all of our doctors and nurses and the entire crew is literally, like Lisa was just saying, it's just family. You know, I told Lisa the story the other day, but we've had a couple appointments now that we're in New York City at Sloan Kettering, which is absolutely amazing. You know, obviously highly recommended hospital and everything as well. But I told Lisa when we came back to Boston, I said, you know, it's just not the same. It's just not you. It's just not our nurses. It's just not family. It's just not familiar. And it's just not the Jimmy Fund, but, you know, we absolutely love it there. And we couldn't, and anybody I know, I mean, the sad part is, right, like, we all know somebody that has cancer. I mean, we all know, you know, everybody at this point knows somebody. It's hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't. And, you know, everybody that we hear of, that we find out that, you know, this person was diagnosed, that person was diagnosed, adults, kids, whatever, we literally send them right to Dana-Farber. You have to go. You know, we tell everybody, you have to go there. No matter where you live in the country, you have to go there.
And they surprised you this year. You had no idea those Super Bowl tickets were coming,
right? Oh, for goodness sakes. No, I had no idea. I had no idea. They're pretty amazing. Yeah, I think they kind of enjoyed seeing me.
Well, no, it was cold down in Minnesota. No one else wanted them.
Yeah.
Small token of our appreciation, but we made her freeze, though.
That's true.
We loved it. We loved every second.
So tell us, Nate, now that you're gone, now that you're a Giant, no longer a Patriot, why didn't Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl?
Yes, that's all we want to know.
You're about the 10th person that's asked me that.
And what do you tell all those people?
I'm telling people. What?
Let's break some news. What do you tell those people who ask? Why didn't he play?
Well, I said it had nothing to do with me, and I'm not involved with it, and I have no idea what happened, so I'm staying out of it.
Nice, he said, Nate.
What's the biggest difference in being a Giant? Obviously, you're a Patriot. That's the only place you ever knew. Belichick's the only coach. Brady's the only quarterback you ever knew. What's the biggest change? What really slapped you in the face when you went to New York?
Well, really, it's more the personal stuff, like moving the family and finding a new home and you know, missing your friends and kind of your routine. That's been the harder thing. The football is the football, and the organization here, the coaches, the players have all been awesome, and it's been an easy transition that way. But, it's more the personal stuff that's been more difficult.
All right, well, Nate and Lexi, we're glad to hear that the Hudson's doing well. I'm sure we'll talk to you guys again soon. Good luck with everything.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thanks, Nate. Lexi
is older. Lexi's older.